Everyday Life with Guards Mares, Chapter 14. Honor Bound's point of view. The Royal Engineer folded his arms in front of his chest.
Parisabo. I'm afraid I haven't been introduced to this particular custom. Would you care to elaborate?
Lieutenant Killfeather placed one hoof on his chest and gave a shallow bow.
Well, certainly, sir. I will happily rectify your ignorance of this topic.
Anonymous allowed the insult to pass unchallenged, the expression on his face impassive, almost stern.
The pare sabo is an old custom of the warrior nobility, one of the ritual combats allowed, even in peacetime, along with the more familiar tournaments. In a pare sabo, a group of honorable warriors take it upon themselves to seize an important bottleneck on the road, such as a bridge, city gates, or mountain pass. Commoners are permitted free travel, but any noble pony wishing to go by must first challenge the holders to combat. A victory over the pass holders ends the event in a triumph and allows the noble to go on their way. Otherwise, the pass holds, often piling up with battered soldiers ready for a second round, where more of their fellows arrive. A feudal noble who declines the challenge is compelled to leave behind a token of their cowardice, to be recovered later by someone with a greater sense of chivalric honor than themselves.
The Pegasus nodded to his entourage, who relaxed from their battle stance, and even the two spear-wielding guards lifted their weapons up and out of the way.
Besides that, the rules of combat are up to the challenger. We are honor-bound to accept any reasonable proposal. As the tenants of this pass, we must also provide armaments to any noble who would challenge us, but happens to find themselves without weapons. And we will freely share our supplies of food and water with any brave enough to take up the sabbat that we have thrown down.
Killfeather sat down in front of his squadron, wearing a haughty smile. Beside the corporal, the Royal Engineer shuffled his feet and considered his response carefully. In the back, Honor could hear Glamour Spear start to clamber off of her seat to join her, and Sparkshower must have surely been about to land as well. Anonymous unfolded his arms, placing one hand on his hip while showing the other to the bridge holders with an open palm.
Well, thank you for the explanation, Lieutenant. It sounds like you've undertaken a magnificent enterprise, and I wish you luck. However, I'm compelled to point out the fact that I am not a member of the warrior feudal nobility of Equestria, and I therefore ask that you allow me to pass unmolested.
The lieutenant grinned.
Not a member of the feudal nobility? No, sir. I think that you are.
He pointed a hoof at the Royal Engineer.
You are a member of Princess Celestia's Privy Council, sir, which by ancient custom must consist exclusively of trusted nobility. When Her Majesty the Princess appointed you to the position, did she not declare you Lord Anonymous Royal Engineer before the day court?
Anonymous placed his other hand on his hip.
I believe that she did, yes. I was told that it was an ancient title and wouldn't be used in normal circumstances.
Killfeather spread his forelegs.
See? Though an honorific, the time is not long past when we would be compelled to address you as Lord Engineer and likewise Lord Chancellor, etc.
Glancing at the Royal Engineer, Honor saw him smile.
Well, if I am noble, sir, then I must point out that I am no warrior lord. And I think the same could be said of the Chancellor, since you brought him up.
One of the Pegasi giggled at the little joke, before getting a stern glance from Killfeather.
If he were here, sir, then we would challenge the good Chancellor as well. But if you are not a warrior lord, then why do you travel with soldiers under your command?
Glamour Spear slowly walked up on Honor's other side, and she could hear the beating of wings as Sparkshower started to hover on the far side of the draft ponies.
It would seem, sir, that a Royal Majesty had not only ennobled you, but provided you with the retainers that a noble of your station rightfully deserves. And if you feel unable to fight in person, then there would be no shame in sending your house warriors to do battle in your name.
The Royal Engineer inhaled deeply, apparently considering how to reply. As the seconds wore on, Glamour Spear shook her head and lost her patience.
This is such a load! What's your game, Valiant? Nobody staged a pare sabo in a century or more!
Valiant Killfeather.
Now Honor remembered where she'd read that name. It was on the front page of the Royal Guard Times, less than a year ago. And given her current situation, it was not an encouraging memory. Killfeather gave a slight smirk.
Oh, there you are, Glamour Spear. And you're right. The Pare La Fleur Fanée, the latest one on record, was 137 years ago.
Before she could retort with,
"See?"
he continued talking right over her.
But the laws to permit such chivalrous acts are still on the books.
Glamour Spear growled and pointed an angry hoof at the tents and pavilions.
Oh, los schmoz! You must have pulled some pretty big strings to get this all thrown together in such a hurry!
Valiant smiled and shook his head.
Oh, no, not at all. You'd be surprised how eager the Supply Depot officers were to help out. You see, during this period when Celestia holds day court on the weekends, every noble pony who can get out of Canderlot does so, to avoid the influx of plebeians into their sacred city.
Turning around, he gestured at the bridge.
New Stirrup Bridge happens to be the fastest way to and from a number of noble estates, so I found some very receptive ears when I suggested that a pâté sabot, timed for society returning to Canterlot, would humiliate a number of high and mighty gentle ponies who thought themselves too good to mingle with the peasantry.
He turned his head up and looked at Anonymous.
Absolutely all of our papers are in order, sir, and you're welcome to inspect them if you wish. And this event has the full sanction of Major General Hoofstrong herself.
The Royal Engineer glanced down at Corporal Bound. She could see him rolling his fingers against his palm and thought, "As it happens, Lieutenant Killfeather, I happen to be pressed for time and on urgent business. If you won't allow me to pass without satisfying your ritual, then I must ask what the price for my cowardice would be." Killfeather put on a friendly smile.
"Oh, sir, well, first of all, let me say that I doubt very much that you will suffer any social consequences for a surrender. After all, no pony would expect your small VIP detail to fight against Canterlot's finest air defense squadron. But as for tokens of surrender, let me think."
He put his hoof up to his chin and feigned consideration of something new. It was so obviously an act that she'd almost wondered why he even bothered with it. Perhaps he'd just like to hear himself talk.
"Well, traditionally, the tokens are something martial, but not essential for personal defense. So, for your cowardly refusal to face us, we will take..."
He pointed a glamour spear.
"Her fancy helmet."
She growled, and he swung his hoof to point at Anonymous.
"One of your fine white gloves, sir."
And then he swung his hoof all the way out over to point at Spark Shower.
"And her."
Spark Shower gasped.
"Wait, me?"
Before any pony could say anything else, Glamour Spear exploded next to Honor.
"Wait, her? Why, you lowlife, dirty-dealing, full of a bit!"
Anon looked down at the corporal and shook his head with a stern expression, so she elbowed Glamour Spear in the flank. She took the hint and shut up. The Royal Engineer cleared his throat.
"I'm sorry, I must have misheard you. Are you proposing to take a hostage in exchange for my submission?"
There was the briefest flash of a grin on Valiant's face, directed at Glamour Spear, before he composed himself.
"Well, hardly a hostage, sir. We have established ourselves quite comfortably here, and she will stay as an honored guest among her own kind. Valorous Pegasus warriors, just like her. Over the next few days, she will bear witness first hoof to our courageous fight to hold the bridge against all comers."
He places one hoof on his chest, his voice dripping with sincerity.
"She will share in our triumphs and our revels as if she were a member of my own squadron. After all, it wasn't her who declined our challenge."
Lowering his hoof, Valiant regarded the Royal Engineer with disdain.
"And clearly, a cowardly lord afraid of battle has no need for such a large retinue of bodyguards and can do without one of them for a few days."
Again, Anonymous paused to consider his options. As he did so, an earth pony trotted up from the tents, holding a large stick in his mouth. It took the pony a bit of struggling to drive it in, but he managed to get it set up like some sort of fence post. Something about that staff looked familiar. The haft was extremely thick, and it was decorated with red and white ribbons. A half-circle plume of bushy red hair sat at the peak above a gold medallion, although Honor couldn't quite make out the design on the golden disc at this distance. But Glamour Spear recognized it before she did.
"Hey, that looks like one of the totems from the MXP games."
Valiant raises an eyebrow.
"That's because it is one of the totems from the MXP games. We have taken the liberty of borrowing it."
His answer only set Glamour Spear off again.
"Oh, so conning the ponies at the supply depot wasn't enough, so now you're stealing magical artifacts right out of the Champions Hall?"
"Not at all."
He nodded his head at the Pegasi behind him, and they all gathered around the totem.
"You're looking at the winners of last year's Grand Melee."
These are the moments where I wish Anon had pies in his hands, one for each, and then he threw both of them right at his face. That would be so nice. Anyways, let's get on to our super sweet donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, J10Man, Darkside, Ponyman, and Gauntlet. Zarsex 30, Strix, Raiden, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Dospo, Delta Omega, Runetype 9852, Hunter Norman, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Hedge, Sky Uchiha, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitten A9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Madman Stan, Starlight Glimmer, Lightning Blitz, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Rakow, Mystery CU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nisarusan, Vazuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Plinkart, A Crazy Person, Ponyman365, Neapolitan, Six of Nine, Shafire, and Stamp. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.